It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Saquon Barkley joins us in moments. Talk about the upcoming season. Last season, his Eagles Radiothon item, one of a couple, but the big one being golf with him and Jason Kelce at Trout National. You can bid it at eaglesradiothon.com. Benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. That item at $30,500 currently.
Crazy.
Which is a bargain. By
awesome.
The, you know, one of a kind. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. All right. New question. Ike, you have to guess response. Do you think the Phillies will win tonight's series finale against the Mets?
Oh, man. I actually don't.
You don't think they're going to win?
No, either. I don't.
Okay.
I wonder if fans believe they will win. I'm going to say this is close. Let's go 54% say no.
64% say no.
Okay.
Not a lot of
good vibes. Vibes.
Yeah.
Good
vibes. The good vibes are gone. Burn the boats is over.
I know it's
abandoned
not.
Ship.
Well, it's burn the boats or abandoned ship.
I'm going to tell you what it is. Yeah. It's not over, but I do believe we've been convinced that the plan in New York thing is legitimate.
Oh, well.
So
yeah.
They're playing in New York
in New
again
York.
Tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Well, and I think I mentioned to you.
We can't wait till this series is over with now.
Well, by the way, I think I mentioned this to you when it started about Burn the Boats. Is like the whole point is that when it gets difficult, you cannot turtle up
right.
and retreat.
Yeah.
Like it didn't mean they're going to be good the rest of the
right.
year. It means that now they are faced with a difficult you know, opponent, and they are faced with a difficult situation.
Yeah.
And they cannot, it cannot be an option to just, you know, turtle up, say, Zach's not here. If we had Zach, if we just get out of New York tonight.
Right.
You know, even if we lose tonight, we still have a 4-game lead.
Yeah.
You can't
get off. You know, we burned the boats. We're not going back.
Yes. That's what it has to be about.
We're there.
Man up.
But I wonder how many people have aborted that already.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't care if any fans have. It to me, it is about them. And like,
oh, you mean the Phillies?
The
yeah.
Phillies
yeah.
At this point, because they were going through, obviously, a very difficult situation losing Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
And the point was, how are you going to handle this?
I like what I saw last night.
Yeah.
Like from a bounce back from what it was Monday night. So I don't think the players have necessarily retreated or want to go back. I think they still
Monday kind of looked like it. Monday kind of looked like they rolled up and
yeah. Yes, but then
well,
yesterday.
You know what I think happened Monday? They got out to their early lead and then that lead dwindled away and then they started like Bryce started pressing and doing you get guys start doing things they don't normally do or they shouldn't do and then that thing just snowballed on the Monday. But I thought they came out yesterday like they were locked in.
Now, they did try to do – there were some moments of trying to do a little bit too much. I mean, I thought the Bryce trying to steal that base and getting thrown out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where, on one hand, if he gets it, you're like, there he is being aggressive, trying to make something happen. But you rarely see him trying to steal a base there. And, like, Weston Wilson, a desperate dive in
yes.
left field.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
– Also, why did he slide into second – like when he went to from first to
because
third.
Because he didn't see the ball get hit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
they deked him out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Got it.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I'm like, because I said the same thing. Like, dude, did you not see the ball go through the infield?
Well, and then he got credit to him. He got right,
he got up.
Right back up.
And he beat out that double play late, which was big. So you appreciate the hustle there. But then Bader threw the ball over the 8 feet over everyone's head. That was another moment of like trying to do too much.
Am I being too cynical or too harsh? If I say the dive by Weston Wilson in left field was fake hustle,
like he knew he wasn't getting
yes.
to it. Yeah,
yes.
I think
it's possible.
Okay,
yeah, it's
okay.
Possible.
I didn't want to give him that because he doesn't play every day.
Yeah.
Sure,
but that looked like, dude, seriously, stay on your feet and just
go get the ball.
Go get the ball, man.
Trying to get a little like a attaboy from Topper.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh, you're really
yeah,
out there trying to do it. I like that.
See,
like that.
By the way, you mentioned Bader, and we saw Duran meltdown last night. By the way, Saquon Barkley joins us in moments. You mentioned Bader, and that's part of the reason that I'm just not buying the whole Mets thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bader threw it over, you know, through
everybody's head.
And he was playing in Citi Field last year. Like, Harrison Bader is not spooked by the Mets.
Right.
Joan Duran's not spooked by the Mets.
No.
You know, like, and those guys both had, you know, similar small meltdowns last night. And neither one of those guys cares about Citi Field and cares about the Mets. Yeah. It's just sort of like, they've look, they got swept by the Pirates. We didn't say that the Pirates have their number.
They do play bad out at PNC.
Yeah, but the Pirates don't have their number. So I'm just like, I'm not worried about the Mets thing. They're going to win tonight. We're going to win tonight. Score a bunch of runs.
Well, that's why I said no. Maybe they will win tonight.
Yes, we could use that.
What do we call it? Reverse psychology?
Yes, a little reverse psychology. Before we get to Saquon, Matt in the Northeast joins us. Matt, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gents.
What's up, Matt?
Thanks for having me.
Yes, you're the opening act for Saquon Barkley. So.
Yeah, which means I'm about to get cut off. So, okay, two quick safety announcements for you guys.
Yeah.
First, for Jackie Basketball, back him down because you'll never live it down. That's number one.
I like
you
that sign.
You don't back him down, use that sign, you're not going to live it down. He's never going to let you forget it.
Well, the thing, Matt. Jack says he's not really a post-up guy.
Oh, yeah.
I was working in the post this morning a little bit.
Yeah, he's a face-to-basket slasher.
Yeah, you know what I am? Is it a triple threat?
Yes.
Yeah. I like Ishilo and Melo would get the ball and do a little thing over.
You can't be a triple threat in one-on-one.
No.
Well, why not?
Because you can't pass it.
Who are you
it?
Passing the ball to?
There's not a third threat, you idiot.
So I thought the triple threat was like, either I'm going to go past you, go backwards.
No.
Little spin.
Goodness gracious.
No. It's shoot, pass,
or
drive.
Shoot, pass, or drive, man. Yeah.
Good to know.
Use that size and you'll never live it down. And for you, Spike, I don't remember 08, we had a big water cooler debate on whether it was more important, the route or the ring. And I was in the age group where I was born for rings, but I never recalled one. And all I cared about was the ring. I didn't care about the route. I didn't care that it was the Rays. I just wanted the ring because I had a sneaky suspicion we wouldn't have beat the Yankees.
Oh, for sure.
So, when it comes to the Mets, if we don't play them, good. I don't want to have to worry about winning four games at home to beat somebody because we can't win at Citi Field.
Oh, I mean, like, look.
I want no parts of the Mets in the postseason.
See, that's the attitude I don't want. So
I want no parts of the Mets in the postseason.
Let me try to split it for you here. I don't need to play the Mets in the playoffs. Right. I'm not dying to play the Mets. But that said, like, I also don't have the attitude of like, oh no, we can't beat the Mets. Like, Jeff McNeil is a dork. Pete Alonso is a dork. You know,
yeah, but also, like, you know, Lindor's had good postseasons.
Yes, Lindor's great.
Juan Solo's there.
Yeah, I'm not worried
about
Vientos. Juan
Solo, for some reason, rips this team and stinks for the entire rest of the season.
By the way, was Trey Turner in the wrong spot on that Vientos ground ball? Like, he seemed like he was playing straight up the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sorry. It's like if the guy's throwing 100 miles an hour anyway. Look, I agree with you. I will take it any way I can get it. I would rather have the easiest opponent. But being a Sixers fan, you know, several years ago, we thought we had the easiest path to the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we have the Wizards. Oh, my God, now we have the Hawks. This is going to be the easiest thing in the world. So they'll play who they play. I just know I'm not scared of the Mets.
There you go.
Agreed.
All right, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
All right.
Well, I hope it works with you not being scared of him, because last year when I wasn't scared of him, it didn't help at all.
No.
I did the whole bring the Mets on, New York Philly rivalry. I was all for it last year.
Yeah, we need a little Bader swagger in there. I mean, Bader's played for both New York teams. You know, he's not scared of anything up there. Maybe Bader talks to the team.
Well, he's a meet the moment kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need him playing every day.
He's playing. I think he's kind of taking that job and running with it. Now, he's getting like two hits a night, so it's hard to take him out.
Yeah.
He is in there tonight. He's batting ninth, which I think is interesting.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I like
what Topper's doing. All of them should be on their toes. Nobody gets comfortable, meaning the outfield.
Yeah, but I guess I don't mind, just to go into the new lineup thing, I don't mind Bader hitting ninth with those other
Turner
guys hitting
top.
Behind him. Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, it's Turner and Schwarber. If he's hitting well, put guys on base for them. Remember, it's only the first inning that Harrison Bader is not hitting ahead of Trey Turner and Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper. So,
right. It took me a long time to realize that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was a different thing when the pitcher had a hit.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we went through the whole exercise with Schwarber being in the leadoff spot. This is some of the stuff that Fritz and Jillio would say about Schwarber being
in the leadoff. He only bats once a game.
Yes. Yeah. Leadoff. He only leadoff once a game.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. His leadoff once a game, yes. But also, like, would like Bader getting more at bats?
Yes,
in a game.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So batting ninth,
all right,
takes
right.
that down a little bit. I like Stott in that spot.
Okay, all right, man. thinking about having Saquon on, and just talking about it before he comes on.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember any first season being in Philadelphia like the first season Saquon had.
T.O.'s the only thing I think could come close to it.
Halliday.
No, you're right. Roy's first year.
You know, both great.
Man.
Both great. Yeah. Saquon ending in a Super Bowl.
Yes. Tops everybody.
Yeah, the most yards in history.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what goes through the mind of somebody when you come in and you do something that great. And, like, if he is the way I think he is,
mm-hmm.
what he wants to do is do better than he has done before.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that there was a way to top last year. Like, in terms of production, in terms of success, like, that's the best that it can be. Mm-hmm. That's why when you talk about not thinking about the year before, I think of all Eagles players, he's the one. Because everybody else has stuff that they can do better. Saquon's the one that doesn't really have anything
right.
he can do better.
Has a higher bar to reach.
Yeah,
he's trying to match what he did a year ago.
He is a guy I need last year to be completely out of his mm-hmm. mind. So he's just approaching this year as this year and not trying to match last year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I totally know what you're saying. And that also is going to be relied upon with the coaching staff.
Yes.
Their usage of him.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's not going to say, don't give me the ball. Right?
No, so, no. Yeah, he wants to do everything.
If they want to keep giving him the ball, yeah, he's going to run it.
215-592-9494. Jim and Belmar, you're on WIP. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, afternoon. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
What's up, Jim?
Yeah, I'd like to congratulate Fritz on his run, first off and foremost. And secondly, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yeah, of course. Congratulations, Fritz.
Yeah. So impressive.
What do you do?
Nothing.
Anyway, I'm calling for two reasons. Number one, I was encouraged by the Phillies last night because at least for the first, four or five innings, Luzardo kept the Mets off the board. That's encouraging to me because they are a good team against the Phillies. The thing that worries me and has worried me most of the season is that Topper doesn't keep the hot hand with the pitcher. Like, you had, believe it or not, Jose Alvarado come in, pitch 12 pitches, but you don't send him out the next inning, kind of a thing. And this has been his bane for as long as I've been rooting for him. You can't do that stuff in the postseason. You have to have a sense of, if he's got the hot hand, keep him in there.
Well,
But then it takes him out of pitching today. Like, you want to pitch bullpen guys multiple innings because they pitch one good inning. Why not leave Stroman for the other inning when he struck out the side?
Yeah, exactly.
You have to manage for 162. You can't manage for every single game. You also need Strom for the rest of the series. And Alvarado.
No, I'm not saying all the time. If you got a runaway game and we're winning 17-3 or whatever, you can put in whoever you want, kind of a thing.
Yeah, but Jim, here's the issue. They play I think 10 straight days or something. And we have starting pitching in baseball now. Like, these guys are going to go six innings. Maybe Chris Sanchez will go seven or eight at some point. When you take a guy out of the option of pitching the next night, and they only have four relievers we can rely on anyway. We have Duran, we have Kirkring, we have Strom, we have Alvarado, Tanner Banks, I guess. You're going to need three of them basically every single night. You can't pitch a guy two innings and then not have him tomorrow, because then we're throwing a minor leaguer in there if we need the same situation. Like,
your math is wrong.
It's not.
Listen, it is.
It's not.
You have how many people you have in the bullpen? More than 10.
No. How many reliable pitchers do they have in the bullpen? Let's count them, Jim. How many reliable pitchers that Duran, right?
You got Duran, you got Strom, you got Kirkering. Well, Kirkering's half and half.
Let's just call him reliable for the sake of argument.
For the sake of argument, okay. And then Ross is down.
Right.
What
we have Strom and Banks, which is what I just said. They have five guys. They're basically going to need three guys every night. every single night. Okay, they're going to need at least three guys. That's if the starter goes six innings.
And you're handing him off to Duran in a 4-4 game, which should have led to a win. You're not taking him out for a scrub.
No. Here's my point. If you use, if you're able to use one of those pitchers for two innings, you're saving the other guys in the event something goes south. I'm counting on Duran in the ninth, period.
Yes, and then if something goes south in inning two, both guys are burned.
Not, but it's like, not likely. I've never seen it, to be honest with you. I think I've seen...
You've never seen it? You've never seen a pitcher pitch well one inning and then not pitch well the next inning?
Topper changes the pitcher after one good inning. I've never seen him pitch the same pitcher two innings in a row, ever, in all the time that he's been here. Well, now, my memory's not perfect. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, that's not true.
I'm sure he
for
has.
For the life of me, I can't remember it. Anyway, go Birds and go Phils.
All right, go Birds
there
and
go Birds. Don't get mad, Jack.
Yeah. You gotta settle down in there.
Me?
Yeah, you get too mad.
Well, it's just this whole, like, that's such an old thing, is being obsessed with these relievers having to pitch multiple innings because they're the quote-unquote hot hand. It could also blow up in the second inning, like, of where it goes south. And Alvarado, so all of a sudden you want him to throw 30 pitches instead of 12, like, getting out there after one? Like, it just...
Yeah,
I used to be able to do that.
I know. These guys throw harder now. Yeah. And, you know, it's
when they're
it's
used
different.
More. I think the biggest thing is that when the starters went longer, you wouldn't necessarily need a guy as many times a week as you need him, right? Like, if your starter was going seven innings, maybe even eight innings, all of a sudden you only need one guy or two guys a night. But if these guys are only going six innings, sometimes five innings, you need your full bullpen as much as you can have it, I think. And that's why they do it that way.
Yeah,
I guess that wouldn't make me crazy if he used a guy for two innings.
Until he blows up in the second inning.
And everybody says that it's Topper's job of any job in sports. A baseball manager's job is 100% dependent on whether
results.
It works or not.
Yep.
Yeah, whether it's the right move or not doesn't really matter. It's whether it works or not.
I agree.
215-592-9494. William in Jenkintown, you're on WIP.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir, William.
What up, Will?
Hey, nothing much. Michigan State, brother.
Go great.
This is a must win with Taiwan on the hill. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah. I can tell you how I feel about it. You know what? It's unfair to Taiwan because he's been pretty good this year.
He has.
But.
He pitched in New York?
He did. He did. Listen, I can't say recent history says Taiwan goes out and has a bad outing tonight. Quite frankly, it's the opposite.
Yeah. Game two starter, Taiwan.
No. You've
been saying that too much. Jack's been saying that too much.
Do you really believe that?
No.
Okay.
Too much. And then can I send out a message to the awful caller, Aaron in San Diego?
Yes.
So, Aaron, when you come into Philly, apparently you're going to McGirt's because you're a little loser that invited himself, like a little loser does, because you got no friends.
Well, everyone's invited.
Yeah, everyone's invited. Yeah.
No one wants you around. I know you got a thing for sending pictures of your wife to Hugh, so I just want to let you know I'll be there. If you want to bring her, we can take her back to the hotel.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
What the hell?
What is going on?
Why don't we take a breather? We think Saquon will join us next.
In the next segment.
In the next segment. Saquon Barkley joins us next. In the next segment.
Holy cow.
Eagles Radiothon. That was a little extreme.
Insane.
A little.
Yeah.
And you and Aaron are on good terms.
We're on fine terms. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.